الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family, his companion. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. In continuation of the series of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-raqib, the observer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-raqib, the observer, in all the affairs of his slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count their breath. He's the one who keep them under his control. He is always present and never be absent. He is the most knowledgeable and nothing hide from him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Raqib, he observe all his creations and he counts all the deeds of his servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows what everybody is saying and what everybody is hiding and what everybody is thinking and what everybody about to do, either done it or not done it, all known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeping all his creation in a perfect system. And the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Raqib was mentioned 3 times in the Quran al-Kareem. One of these verses when Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, in his dialogue or conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about what happened between Prophet Isa and his people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking Prophet Isa, and the response was, وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي كُنْتُ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَنْتَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. I use this conversation whenever I had any dialogue with any Christians about what Sayyidina Isa all about. Prophet Isa was a great prophet, but his mission was to deliver the message of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and he never claimed that he was a son of God, or a Lord, or any of that. So this is direct, perfect verse to respond to what the Sayyidina Isa would say in the Day of Judgment. And of course, there is no time in regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either this conversation is already done between Sayyidina Isa and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is going to happen in the Day of Judgment. But this is a witness statement from Prophet Isa about what happened between him and the, his people. So the translation of this verse, I said nothing to them except what you commanded me, to worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord, and I was witness over them as long as I was among them. But when you took me up, you were the observer over them, and you are over all things witness. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, so that's the verse of Sayyidina Isa in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 117. In Surah An-Nisa, another verse, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَأَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. So fear Allah. You're going to be held accountable, and all your relatives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observing over you. And the third ayah in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 52, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رَقِيبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observer over everything. Nothing hides from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observer on what's explicit, what's implicit, what's known, what's unknown. He knows all the movements of his slaves, and he knows what's going to say, what's been said, what's been meant. Because you can do something and nobody will know. Even the two angels that observing you and writing your deeds, they cannot even interpret it. When you just sitting like this and say that, and whisper, say, so what is going to count for you or against you? So the two angels even will dispute among themselves. So they will say, they will just record it as it said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will interpret the meaning of it. Is it for you? If you're thinking, if you say and see and you meaning to do something good, it's going to be good for you. If you do this sound and you're thinking about bad things that to do, of course you're going to be held accountable for that. So you cannot hide anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observing you day and night, walking or sitting, moving or doing anything in your life, just to keep in mind. And you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you see Him. And if you can't see Him, He sees you all the time. وَعَنْدَهُ مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Everything, even at a leaf will fall from a tree, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about that leaf, even if the darkness in the forest is written and is known when and where it's falling. So this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observing you all the time. So you should keep that in mind. When you keep that in mind, you're going to stay away from the wrongdoing. And that will maximize your good deeds and will minimize your bad deeds. Now, when you keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observing you, you are not going to deceive, you are not going to oppress anybody. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observing you, and the and he's going to hear the supplication of the oppressed. And that supplication of the oppressed has no veil between and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Direct. The door is open. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees the response of it sooner or later. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will observe the oppressor and will know what they're doing. And the oppressor may think that since they are doing it and nothing happened to them, so it's okay and they are doing the right thing. And you could interpret their oppression in their own way. And they think that I'm doing that for the sake of something good, but their intention is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave them, keep doing that, and then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them, will have no mercy on them. And this happened in history, and you know about Qarun, when he was telling Prophet Musa, hey, I am beloved to Allah, Allah give me, and keeping you and you and your people in miserable state, I'm better than you. And that was the end of him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let him keep on his bad behaviors and mistreating the people, and think that Allah will give him wealth and will make other poorer because Allah preferred him than other. But that was not the reality. And so the oppressors, they think that. The dictators, they think that. They have the power. This is Allah gives them that power, and they're using it. But they don't know that they're going to be held accountable for every action they do, every oppression that they oppressed others. And if they are not just, you're not giving justice on, then Allah will have the justice on them. So the good deeds and the bad deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward for the good deeds and will punish for the bad deeds. Except if the person repents for the bad deeds before it's too late. اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. So just keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observing, not only that, what Allah give you the tools to do what you do, but also they're going to be witness on you too, observing you. So your hands, what you do with your hands will witness in the day of judgment. You are not, your tongue will kept silent. You are not going to be able to talk. But what will talk is your hands will talk, your legs will talk, whatever is in your body committed something wrong is going to be witness against you. And you will ask, how come you witness against me? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us to say. And you have no control. The examples of how to keep in mind the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observing you and you do accordingly. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he declared a rule for no one to put any water in the milk, just to sell the milk as is. And of course, when you give a rule, there's no way to observe everybody what they do. So he was walking in Medina, and at night, when he heard that mother telling her daughter, put water in the milk. And the daughter told her mother, mother, you know that Umar ibn al-Khattab, Amir al-Mu'mineen, put that rule for no one to do that. And the mother told her, is Umar ibn Khattab see you now? See, the daughter told her that if Umar ibn Khattab will not see us now, but the Lord, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see us. And so that statement made history from that girl. Umar ibn Khattab went back home and gathered all his sons and asked him, one of them must go and get married to this girl. May Allah had, this is what he said, has one of the descendants that will unite the nation of Islam on his way, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what happened? So Asim, one of the sons of Umar ibn Khattab, got married to this girl. And that girl got married to one of the Marwan, the Khalifa al-Amawi, and she gave birth to Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz. And Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz was known, or he was the fifth Khalifa, and he united the Ummah in his, with his justice and all his good deed that the history knows about it, that they call him the fifth Khalifa. Another example, Al-Mubarak, he was one slave that he was freed by his slave owner, and he went to work in a farm, and the owner of the farm asked him to bring some fruits, and good fruits. He brought the fruits and he did not know if it was good or bad, feel good or bad. So every time he brought the fruit, the taste of the fruit was not good. So he told him, can't you know which good fruit to bring and which not to bring? He told him, you did not give me permission to eat from this fruit. And he thought that he's making fun of him. So, but this owner of the farm went to ask about him, about his statement, and he discovered that he never had eaten any of the fruits of this farm that he'd been working in for years. So he got very interested in this person. His name is Mubarak. And he asked him, start asking him advice. And he told him, Mubarak, it's very important matter, I want to ask you advice. I have only one daughter, and I want to ask you advice whom I marry this daughter to. And Mubarak told him, the Jews, you get married for money. The Christian, you get married for beauty. And the Arabs, you get married for the ancestors and the history of the family. But the Muslims, you get married for fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, marry her to the one that you belong. So he said, I'm going to marry my daughter to you. Because of his taqwa, fear of Allah. So this Mubarak, just for him to abstain from eating from the farm that he worked on, he inherited the whole farm by marrying the daughter of that owner of the farm. And get just to know that this person, Mubarak, he had a son. His name is Abdullah. Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak. He's a very famous Islamic scholar. If you want to know more about him, just go to the Google and say Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, you will get to read about this character. That was the son of the person that who had this incident with the owner of the farm. And look what happened. He observed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what he was doing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him more than he even thought of. Abdullah ibn Dinar, he was with Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab, and he was in the desert and he found sheep, and someone who was with the sheep and asked that person, let me buy one of the sheep that we could eat because we're hungry. He told him, I don't own this sheep. I am a slave, and I just take care of them. told him, well, you're the owner of the sheep, you can't see us. Just you sell us one and keep the money for you and tell him that the wolf eating the sheep. Told him, if the owner can't see us, Allah can see us. No, I'm not going to do this. So Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Khattab went to the owner of the slave and he freed him. And he told him, you are freed because your fear of Allah and you're observing Allah and your work, and I pray that Allah will free you from the hellfire because of what you have done too. Many examples of such observing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of what you do, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you not only in this life but in the afterlife too. So you need to keep in mind about observing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all your affairs, in all what you do, in all what you think, in even in your worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you are not sincere and you observe in Allah and what you do, your worship could be even a curse in you. If you do that for showing off, if you are not doing that sincerely, if you are not doing it for the sake of Allah, just always repeat and dedicate what you do for the sake of Allah, so you could stay away from any doubts, because yourself could be the enemy of you. So you have two enemies, the shaitan and even yourself too. If you don't keep the self and the devil under control, they can let you go astray. May Allah keep us under Allah's way. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate. May Allah accept our supplication. Ameen ya Rabbil. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. So how you can apply the name or the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in yourself, the observer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the observer. You observe what you do constantly, in everything, in all your actions, in all your sayings, in all your thoughts, in all your behaviors, in all your lookings, or everything in your life. When you keep in mind that you remember in Allah and you observe in Him and you fear in Him in everything, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you to keep you safe this life and after life. So you observe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you obey Him, when you apply that to your work. And you observe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God forbid, if you commit a sin, that you quit it, you repent immediately. So, because nobody is perfect. But if you immediately repent, quit, don't come back to it, then that's observing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love the person who always repenting, saying istighfar all the time. And even when your thoughts, when you're sitting and thinking, be polite. When you think about something, always keep in mind that direct your thoughts to be in a polite way when you think about anything related to your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is observing you in all matters. Observing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what you do is a reason for to get into the paradise. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانُ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانُ. And also, when you observe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in when it is open, when it is hidden, that also a reason for the getting into the paradise. بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. So you will be safe, you will be content, you are not going to fear, because you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Malik ibn Dinar said he had a neighbor who was a carpenter and doing work with metals, with iron, and shape things, for he had to put this iron in the fire. And the Malik ibn Nahr said that this neighbor used to hold the iron when it is hot. That anyone will touch it will burn, but this person used to hold this iron which is very, very hot. And he asked him about the reason, how come you do something that nobody can do? Then that neighbor told Malik ibn Dinar, and one time a woman came to him. And he told him that she is poor and she cannot find any food to her children, and she asked him for money. So she told her that I will give you that, but I need to sleep with you. And she was under pressure. She told him, okay, but before you do that, I want you to close all doors and nobody can see. Okay, he closed all doors. And he was ready to sleep with her, but she told him, did you close all doors? He said, yes. She said, no, there's one door was not closed. What was the door? It is the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows everything, who observes everything. He got frightened. And he got up. I told her, you got all what you need, but what I need from you, pray for me. I'm not going to touch you, I will give you everything, but pray for me. What's her prayer? What's her supplication for him? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from the fire in this life and in the afterlife. And this is the reason that in this life he can touch the fire and hold it. And he said, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect me for the fire of the afterlife. This is an example. Another example of Zalikha. The Zalikha and Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, when she was asking him also to sleep with her, she covered the head of the god, the statue of the god that she in the room, and she told him that I'm ashamed of seeing of that god to see me when I'm doing this. And so he told her, so you ashamed of just a statue that cannot even do anything, and you are not ashamed of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Jabbar, that will, and he started advising her to stay away from this doing. There's another person, his name was Abi Bakr al-Maski. This person, everybody was smelling him the best perfume, and he was asking him, what kind of perfume that you using? Then he said that I never used any perfume. So what was the story? Why you always smelling the best smell? And he also mentioned a story that at one time a very wealthy and powerful lady brought him to her palace and closed all the doors, and she asked him to sleep with her. So okay, give me time that I need to go to the bathroom. So she saw him the bathroom, and he went to the bathroom, and with what he did in the bathroom, he took with his hand and covered all his body with what he did from the bathroom. And he came out. And she asked him to leave immediately, to leave the palace. And she did not do anything with her. And then he went and made ghusl, and he saw in the dream that an angel telling him that you did something that nobody did before, and from now on you're going to smell the best perfume ever. And since that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that person without using perfume that is smelling the best and all the time. Observing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to watch Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all your affairs, in all your good deeds and your bad deeds. Bad deeds, stay away, quit, and repent. In your good deeds, to pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept sincerely. Allahumma ja'alna mimma yarju liqa'ak, wa ja'alna mimman yakhafu maqamak wa wa'idak. Allahumma inna nas'aluka 'amalan mutaqabbalan wa 'amalan najihan wa sa'yan mashkuran wa tijaratan lan tabur. Allahumma ihfazna bil islam qa'imin wa ihfazna bil islam qa'idin. Allahumma afrigh 'alayna sabran wa ja'alna min ar-rashidin. يا من ذلت له الرقاب وخطعت له الأعناق أدعوك دعاء الخائف الضرير دعاء من خضعت لك رقبته وفاضت لك عبرته وذل لك جسمه ورغم لك أنفه. اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك أشقياء وكن بنا رؤوفا رحيما يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الشب